This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday. It's July the 27th. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour, exclusively here on Zoomer Radio. And last Saturday, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic explained how to combat toxins in your home, and we'll continue that conversation today. Dr. Vivian Brown, author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, discussed the measles and immunizations in general. Author Leslie McCormick was in. She's from the Farwell Group, and she explained why you should plan single financially, even if you're not. And specifically, she explained how we can try the life vest for financial stability. That means that you can sail through life having planned and not having a worry when it comes to your investing. And others of the team shared happy stories so that you could learn from their experiences and not have to go through things yourself. And as usual, I've posted the show on my website, marilyns.ca. That's spelled marilyns.ca. And then it, on there, you'll see to the right, it says On Zoomer Radio. And under that are three slots, one with what's coming for the show, and then the previous show. And actually, I'll say previous shows because there are a few years of shows there. So that if you want to listen and learn from a woman's perspective, you can do it anytime and you can revisit shows or listen to shows that you've missed. Also under there is the sponsor expert list, and that's the team of From a Woman's Perspective. And each of us offers you a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. So you can ask specific questions to yourself that are relevant and rather than general and get answers that are specific to you so that you can make informed decisions and move confidently forward in your life with no regrets. If you're not able to use the computer yet, then you're free to call me always at 416-504-6777. You'll hear that number throughout the show, and I'm usually there between 10 and 3 Monday to Saturday. And if you phone after hours and you leave a message, I'll generally get back to you that same day or the next day, depending on the time you've called. Some people have called me and said they'd like to know more about my store and where I'm located. I do have brochures. I have a library at the store of the authors that are on the team. And my store is at 200 Spadina Avenue. We're now at the back of the second floor. We're accessible because there's an elevator, or if you like exercise, there's stairs. And that's on the west side of Spadina, halfway between Queen and Dundas. So if you're TTCing, then all you really have to do is take the Spadina car either south to Sullivan Street or north to Sullivan Street from Union Station. It's quite easy, and I'm happy to give you directions if you like. And I do have a parking space underground. If someone's having problem finding car parking, then just call that 416-504-6777 and ask for me, and I'll share my pass with you. And I have been a personal stylist for 40 years, so I'm happy to help you look your best. And that's women only, because my store is always been for women, and sizes 2 to 24. And you're welcome to book a date and time with me. And you're welcome to bring things from home so that we can put a wardrobe together. Instead of having a closet full of clothes, you might have less clothing, but you'll have a wardrobe statement. And 8 pieces of clothing will give you 24 changes. Today I'm doing a workshop at my store which illustrates that. In fact, a tiny little suitcase is housing everything that I would need to take away for a week to 10 days. So I'm happy to be a help to you as a host and producer of the show, and I'm happy to be your personal stylist if you like. I wear many hats, they give me pleasure, and it's a pleasure to meet you. So do take down the number and feel free to call me at 416-504-6777. And today, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group is going to give us advice. Generally, I'm not sure what he's going to talk about, but he's focused lately on advice for widows so that they can finance their future and not have worries in their head. And Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic is going to join us, and Dr. Vivian Brown. They're each going to give us healthy aging tips. And Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile is going to explain how knowing your strengths can make moving easier and I think make life easier. And we'll get tips and happy stories from others of my team. So a few short messages from the team, and then we'll get advice from our financial guru, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group. I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Can you imagine how empowering it would be for me to find my way through an unfamiliar place?
Donate your used smartphone at phoneitforward.ca.
Change the life of someone who's blind, a program of the CNIB Foundation.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Here's the naked truth about your sagging skin. If you want something that improves elasticity and collagen production, smooths wrinkles, and helps skin look revitalized, then go Naturel. Naturel Collagen with an E. Your skin will love you for it. Available exclusively at naturelcollagen.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And last week, we talked money with Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself. And she basically talked about the life vest, but not a life vest for a boat, a life vest for your finances, so that you could be prepared and really enjoy sailing through life. And this morning, Darren's back with us. So I'm curious to see what I'm going to learn from you today, Darren.
Well, I really like that concept of the of that life vest that Leslie was talking about. And she's talking about how what a good idea it is to be prepared. But sometimes people aren't prepared, and you know, when they're, because you get this reaction often, well, that won't happen to me. And I think that's something we need to be a little bit careful of. As our regular From a Woman's Perspective listeners will know, myself, Leslie, and our team, the Farwell Group, help widows who have lost their spouse navigate their journey forward using an approach we designed with their unique needs in mind. In fact, helping widows find their own confidence in their financial health and the tax-efficient transfer of wealth to their beneficiaries is something we like to do, and it's what we do best. And what we hear time and time again is widows advising women who are married to take a bigger role in understanding and managing their household finances. But despite the warnings, research is clearly indicating that many married women are actually taking a lesser role in managing household finances. And in a surprising, somewhat counterintuitive twist, research further indicates that millennials are the most willing to leave investing and financial planning decisions to their husbands. Now, let me clarify. It is a fact that many married women handle the bill paying and do the day-to-day expenses, but manage a checkbook, by the way, which is certainly a critical, often complex, and certainly a highly valued task, but managing a checkbook is not the same as investing. It's not the same as managing household investments or managing the household finances. And not managing investments properly, not looking after the crossing the T's and dotting the I's for overall household finances, can have a dramatic long-term impact on a widow's lifestyle. Here are some numbers that I thought would be interesting. 56% of married women defer to a spouse on investment and financial planning. And only 18% of those who abdicate this responsibility are very concerned about managing finances if something happens to their marriage or their spouse. It's kind of that "it won't happen to me" attitude. Yet women who have been through it are shouting out, "Don't do that. Get involved. take action. Now, that doesn't mean all of a sudden becoming some sort of financial expert or reading textbooks or taking courses. It's really just a matter of taking the action to understand the big picture and very often finding a professional, trusted advisor to work with.
Well, it reminds me of my mom and driving. My dad was the driver. I learned how to drive very early. My mom went to get her lessons, was driving, and I discouraged her from getting her license. I said, "Mom, I'll drive you everywhere. If dad doesn't have time, I will take you." And years later, when my dad, may he rest in peace, wasn't well, and my mother could have been the driver, she couldn't drive and she didn't have her license. And so it was, you do need to know that it's, things do happen and life changes. I was very naive and I didn't have a long-term picture. But asking that question and taking a role and learning how to drive, even if you're the passenger most of the time, it's good to know that if you're going on a long trip, you can step in. Or if something happens, you can step in. And I guess that's the same with financing. So thanks for bringing that thought to my mind.
Well, and you know, some of these finances topics seem daunting when you talk about them, but when you actually get to learn the concept, it's really not that complicated. I was driving with my daughter just last weekend and we started talking about marginal tax rate and average tax rates because she's earning a paycheck. And one day she said, "I can't believe how much money I'm not getting from my paycheck." So we went through the tax rates and while she was never very good at math, never liked math, she was devouring the information as we were talking about tax rates. So sometimes you find something that's interesting you didn't know was interesting, and just get that getting involved can make a big difference.
Well, she's blessed to have you as a dad, and she, those terms wouldn't have come out of my dad's mouth, but they come out of yours, and now she's armed with something for her financial responsibility. So you're suggesting that women take a role, even if it's not an actual strong role while their husbands are alive, just to be able to know what to do in the event that they need to do it.
Well, a thing as simple as very often when I do annual reviews for clients, it's only the husband that shows up. On occasion, it is only the wife that shows up, but quite often it's only the husband and shows up. And I encourage the husband and the wife to show up. So only, as I said, not necessarily becoming an expert, but understanding what the picture is. And then just by being there, questions will come up and then you'll get the answer to those questions. So getting involved, I think, is the big thing that we'd like to talk about today. Make sure you don't abdicate all that responsibility to someone else because you never know what's going to happen. And certainly we don't want to be left in the situation where many are, where lots of stuff happens by surprise.
Well, I think over the years, you don't know what you don't know. I always attribute it to you. You attribute it to me. But if you're sitting there and you don't know enough about your investments and finances, and God bless your husband or whoever's in doing the investing, it's good to know so that if you have to drive, you'll be able to take over the wheel and do it confidently. And Darren, you offer a complimentary consultation, no obligation. So a team, a husband and wife, can come in and sit down with you and sort of see what's going on and get that information from you. Am I correct?
Absolutely true. I have actually, a client had sent something, a woman, to speak to me just a couple of weeks ago because her husband had passed away. And when he had passed away, she didn't know that potentially your joint credit card could be frozen.
Oh.
And it was. And she didn't know that potentially joint accounts can be frozen. And they were. So what she found was she had really very little access to money. And that's just because she didn't know. And had she attended some of the meetings, I think she probably would have had more tools to understand what could happen when sort of the unforeseen does happen.
So if you want to be empowered with your finances and have someone help you navigate through it and learn so that you don't have to be the designated driver. You can be the passenger and know that you can take over when necessary. You can call Darren. Darren, are you going to the office today?
I am, yes.
Even in that Hawaiian shirt?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
So you can reach Darren at 416-863-7501. That's 416-863-7501. Ask your questions, get the education, and then be confident that you're prepared with what for life and what it dishes out. Darren and his team are there, and I think you'll be empowered once you've spoken to him. Thank you, Darren.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Marilyn.
It's a pleasure to have you. I always learn and you always make my mind work. And I think that's really good. Thank you. Now Dr. Betty Rosendahl is going to join us and she's going to continue our education about toxic homes. And then I'm going to do a brief weather and it'll be followed by happy stories from Linda Miller, who's a matchmaker of Misty River Introductions, hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian, and our travel expert, our accessible travel expert, Sarah Tengler of Impact Vacations. So lots to learn. So you're empowered to make informed decisions from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio this morning. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic highlights a health issue and explains how to deal with it naturally. And recently, we've been talking about toxins in the environment, especially in our home. And Dr. Betty, I've had a few emails and conversations with people who say, yeah, it's all well and good, but what kind of symptoms would I be experiencing if my home was toxic to my health?
And that's a very good question, Marilyn. So typically patients will come in with many kinds of common symptoms. They could have headaches, for example, respiratory issues, for example, sinus congestion, difficulty breathing, asthma, allergies, for example. When I talk about environmental issues, it's kind of a loading effect on the body. So the more exposure you have, it really disrupts the immune system and it can actually cause or contribute to things like respiratory issues, immune dysfunction, fatigue, for example, skin issues, even eye itchiness and runny noses, and thyroid issues, hormonal issues, for example, PMS, menopausal, hot flashes, which are, we think, is sort of common everyday symptoms that people sort of live with, but they can be associated, for example, with hormonal disruption that can be linked back to exposure to chemicals.
So if someone's not feeling well, they come to you, do you test for these things? Is there a way of exposing the toxins that we're exposed to?
Yeah, so typically, you know, we can certainly do testing, regular blood testing, for example. We can do hormonal testing. I do specialized hormonal testing that can actually do a panel for patients. We can see all the different metabolites in the hormones, for example, and that's done through urine. We can do thyroid testing, many different types of testing, and even heavy metal testing. I do testing to see what the patient's mercury levels, arsenic levels are, cadmium levels to see. And these can also create an environment where there's increased estrogen in the body as well.
Well, often I hear from people that I'm not feeling well, but when I go to my doctor, he isn't hearing me or she isn't hearing me, and I just know that there has to be something wrong. So these tests can identify and get to the root of the problem, and then you can treat them. Is that what it would work?
Absolutely. There's many tests that people can do, so we narrow it down to the most appropriate test for that particular patient. And then the goal is then to help the person detoxify, to really facilitate their own body's natural detoxification system to work more efficiently to be able to eliminate these kinds of toxins. And of course, eliminating the root cause, meaning educating the patient to reduce their exposure to these particular products and toxins as well, is extremely important.
So everyone is different. If you want to have a conversation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl and get to the root of your health problem, all you have to do is give her a call at 905-707-2001. There's a 15-minute complimentary consultation waiting for you if you call that number, and it's either by phone or in person. So take the number down, 905-707-2001. Thornhillnaturopathic.ca is the website, and there's a link from marilyns.ca. So easy to reach Dr. Betty. Ask your difficult questions and get answers of how to deal with your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I really feel that there is hope for people who are experiencing problems with their health and can't identify them.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. I hope so.
I look forward to learning more next week.
Alopecia, thinning hair, chemotherapy. There are many causes of hair loss, but only one place that gives you the type of care and hair replacement solutions you deserve. Capilia, truly you in Mississauga. For a free consultation, visit trulyyou.ca.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And at 9 after the news, the garden show is going to follow as usual. I'm going to do a brief weather. It's now 20, that's 69 degrees Fahrenheit. And today, sunny, reaching a high of 31 that will feel like 36 with the humidity and UV index high. So sun protection, wonderful and very important. And with the humidity, move slow and easy. Tonight, a low of 20, says 60% chance of showers. And as I glance at the weather over the week, it looks like there's a chance of showers most days, which gives me the opportunity to invite you to my store and to my umbrella gallery. I have an umbrella gallery on my ceiling. There are indigenous art umbrellas, Van Gogh, Monet, world cities like New York, London, Paris. We have florals. We have a bridal umbrella. So comfy see for yourself. I think it's unique. It's different. And it gives you a one-size-fits-all gift for anyone of any age and any taste. And today we are having my Marilyn's Happy Day. I'm going to be doing a how to pack a suitcase seminar and show people how to actually go on a very much smaller suitcase than I anticipated years ago. And if you're planning a trip and you want help packing a suitcase, then feel free to use my services just by calling me at 416-504-6777. And if you'd like to participate in a Marilyn's Happy Day, the next one is scheduled for August the 17th. It's always a Saturday, but if you have a group or organization that wants to come and experience a Marilyn's Happy Day, you're welcome to call me. And September the 14th, Dorothy Mazzeau is going to do her Golden Girls and Guys Canada information on home sharing workshop. So that's coming up. And today, a healthy bra clinic, and again on August the 17th with my Marilyn's Happy Day. And normally, Edmund Ivazian would be on the other side of the line and calling me, but today he was home moving. So he asked me just to invite people in to say your hearing aid should be in your ears and you should be able to hear your best with them. If that's not the case, feel free to call Edmund and Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto. Bring your hearing aids. Find out why they're not doing their best job for you. And it doesn't matter who made them or where they came from, he will adjust them and make sure that they work if it's humanly possible. The phone number to reach Edmund is 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. And for years, I had people who said, you know, I'd love to travel. I'd like to go places, but I need my walker. Or a member of my family is in a scooter or a wheelchair. Or there's a wedding and it's in the south, but I can't go because I'm not sure about how I would fare with my walker or my wheelchair. And finally, I found someone who specializes with helping people with special needs travel. If you have a dream, you can have lifelong memories created for you with Sarah Tengler, who specializes in helping people. Her company, Impact Vacations, she can make travel easy for anyone, regardless of their challenges. And I have Sarah on the line. I believe she has a happy story. So good morning, Sarah.
Morning, Marilyn.
So I'm hoping you have a happy story for me.
Absolutely. I wanted to share some important information, which will lead into my happy story.
Thank you.
We recently have started with tours now to places as far as India and Vietnam that are completely accessible. Wheelchairs, scooters, walkers, all of that. So we're really excited to be bringing that to the accessible community, which leads me into my happy story. Absolutely. We recently had a woman contact us regarding a multi-generational trip. Her mother had just had a stroke and has limited mobility now, uses her walker but can't walk extended distances. And we were able to get her on a tour for her entire family. So the grandma, the parents, the kids, the whole family, and the grandmother's so excited to be taking another trip with her entire family.
That's so lovely. And
so,
in an exotic destination like Vietnam, you would worry that someone who has special needs would not be accommodated well. So having that on your list, and if someone has that on their bucket list, they can actually talk to you. So if someone has challenges, how do you suggest that they deal with travel with you?
So you guys, you can give us a call or send us an email. We'll do a free consultation, go through what your specific needs are, and based on your needs, select a few of the best destinations to meet your needs.
And if we want to talk to you, Sarah, how do we reach you at Impact Vacations?
You can give us a call at 905-823-8805.
So 905-823, say it again.
8805 or 1-855-823-4567.
Okay, so 1-905-823-8805, and they'll get you if they ask for Sarah, right?
Yes, or use the 1-855 number. That's our best number these days.
So 1-855-823-4567. ImpactVacations.com is your website. There's a link to Sarah's website, and I'll put those phone numbers on the website as well today. So as with anyone on the team, you'll be able to go to marylands.ca and get the contact information for the team. Thanks for sharing that happy story, and thanks for being so caring when it comes to looking after people that have challenges and have dreams to travel. You make that possible. And I, as I said, for years, I looked for someone who would do that and could never find anyone who wanted to accommodate people that just had that little extra that they needed. So thank you, Sarah.
Absolutely, Marilyn. Have a great day.
You too. And if there are people out there who wish they had someone to share an activity with, they don't necessarily want to remarry, but they just want a partner in life, someone to go to the theater with, someone to take a holiday with, someone to just maybe share a good book with. Everybody is different. And again, it took me years to find someone who could actually do that for my listeners. And we do have a Cupid for the show. Her name is Linda Miller. She's a matchmaker in 2019, and her company is Misty River Introductions. And I believe Linda has a happy story for us today as well. So good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So the interesting thing is that I had a woman come to me a while back, and she said to me, you know, Linda, I seem to pick bad men all the time. She said, I pick people that make me unhappy. And she'd been in two or three relationships. So she said, you know, I'd really like to join your service, but I feel like I'm going to waste my money because I'm going to end up in the same relationship again. And I said to her, well, you know, part of what we do is coaching. So not only do we find someone that you're going to be attracted to that will be a good partner for you, but we also coach you through the process so you end up in the kind of relationship that you want to be in. And I said, so in what way are these men that you're meeting making you unhappy? And she said, well, they're very, you know, emotionally distant. They're not there for me, totally emotionally unavailable. And I said to her, well, you know, people tend to choose the type of relationship or put themselves in the type of environment they're used to. So probably someone from your family of origin or someone from your childhood was someone who was very emotionally unavailable. And she said, you know, you're right. So I said, well, one of the things we're going to have to do is work with you, because obviously that's something that's attracted to you because it's what you're used to. But we can make you used to somebody who can share their feelings with you and who can actually be a good partner. And so throughout the process, we talked to her, we reminded her of what she was actually looking for, which is someone who could, you know, be emotionally there for her. And over time, she started to see that as a quality she was looking for. Initially, she wasn't. She was like still back in the, oh, I'm either attracted to him or I'm not, because he's, you know, to me, he's not masculine enough because he talks about his feelings, to starting to appreciate that quality and actually seek it out in a partner. And now she's in a relationship with someone, and she phoned me the other day and she said, you know what, Linda, I can't believe that I'm with somebody that I'm in love with, but they're also, they're like a partner to me. They're a friend to me. when I'm having a bad day, I can discuss my feelings. They can share their feelings with me. I can share my feelings with them. And it's so important to sort of take a step back when you've been in a relationship that doesn't work and try to figure out what it is that didn't work and change it for the next time. And that's one of the things, besides matching people every week. We do a lot of coaching as well, and we try to help people get into relationships they want to be in.
Well, conversation and really looking into your feelings and talking to someone else like yourself with experience definitely helped her move forward and find someone that she really wanted. And she didn't, I guess at the beginning, didn't really realize she was making those mistakes. So that's wonderful. If someone wants to talk to you because they're ready to meet someone new and they want your guidance, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give us a call, and we can be reached in Toronto at 416-777-6302. Now, we do the entire province as well as Quebec, so if you're in one of those areas, you can use our 1-800 number or 1-877 number, and that can be found on our website at mistyriverintros.com. So we're not an online service. We meet with everyone. We interview each person in person to make sure, first of all, that we have what they're looking for in sufficient numbers, that it's worth their while joining the service. But we also are matching you according to the criteria that you're looking for. The other thing we have on our website, if you're a little shy and you're not quite ready to talk to myself or one of the girls on the phone, is you can go on the talk feature on our website. So you can ask any questions. Icon will come up and you can actually talk with a person. So it's not a computer that's talking to you. It's an actual person that's talking to you. And I can answer any questions that way as well. Our office opens at 10 o'clock today. So if you want to give us a call, I'd be happy to talk to you and give you some more insight into the service, how it works. There's a wealth of information on our website as well. And I write a blog about dating and relationships. There's a lot of advice that I give new clients on that blog.
So mistyriverintros.com, there's a link from marylands.ca, and the phone number locally in Toronto is 416-777-6302. It starts with a conversation and it can move from there. But as you're ready, you can hear from Linda. She has over 25 years of successful introductions under her belt, and she's happy to speak to you and guide you through so that if you're ready to meet someone new, it is possible. 416-777-6302, Misty River Introductions, Linda Miller. Linda, thank you. I look forward to hearing a happy story again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Now, award-winning family physician, women's health expert, author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us, and she's going to discuss brain health and social connectedness. And then senior move manager Lori Bell is going to explain how your strengths can make your move and your life easier, followed by accessibility advice from Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. So I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And it is possible to age well and take care of one's health once one has solid information. Award-winning family physician Dr. Vivian Brown has written a concise guide to tell us what we need to do to stay healthy as we age. Her book is a guide for all women. And weekly she shares information here so that we can take charge of our health. And I'm happy to say she's with us this week and we'll learn a little more about our health. So good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. A pleasure to be here.
A pleasure to have the author of A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and congratulations on your second printing.
Thank you so much. What I wanted to talk about today was one of the parameters of healthy aging, one of the areas that is a predictor for how well you're going to do in the next 10 years. And surprisingly, it's not measuring your blood pressure, it's not looking at your cholesterol, it's looking at how socially connected you are to your family, to the community, to the people around you. What we've learned is that loneliness and being isolated has the same impact on health as smoking. And we know the converse, being socially connected, doing things with your community, doing things with your church or synagogue, being active, playing on a team, joining a bridge club or a cooking group or a book group, being with other people, being socially connected is very positive for your overall health. And I think this is just so interesting because here we are in the middle of the summer. And what have you done so far? Have you gone for walks by yourself or have you stayed home in the air conditioning because it's too hot to do anything? Or have you gone out there? Have you met a friend? Have you gone to some kind of a class? Have you learned something new? All of the things that connect you with other people will protect you as you get older. So I'm going to share with you that one of the things I do to stay socially connected is I hang out with Marilyn. And when we get a chance, which is few and far between given our busy schedules, but when we get a chance, we go golfing. And the fun of that lasts in my optimistic spirit for days to weeks after we play. So I would encourage you to go get a friend, do something that you enjoy, join a group, do something in your community, because if you're socially connected, you're going to age well.
Isn't that common sense, to be optimistic, to be socially connected with others, and at the same time, you're benefiting your health? That's the kind of information Dr. Brown shares in her book, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. There are 7 chapters. This one would be covered in a number of them. And the golfing is always a pleasure, Dr. Brown.
And you know what, Marilyn? Sometimes women, and men for that reason, may think that taking time for themselves is being selfish, that if they go to play volleyball or they go for a walk with a friend, that they're being selfish because they're taking time away from something else. But taking care of yourself is being selfless. By taking care of yourself, you won't need caregiving from your family and friends. You'll be independent. So it's not selfish to take time for yourself.
Good advice, and it's never too soon or too late to start. You can start today. Resolve to call a friend, socialize, make yourself more open to being with people, and you'll find it's infectious. I love being with people, and I invite you to come visit me at my store, Maryland's. I'll show you Dr. Brown's book. I'll show you the new spring-summer fashions, and I'll be happy to visit with you. So step one, take down my number, 416-504-6777. You immediately have someone to speak to. And the book, A Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is worth your reading because common sense information to keep you healthy is priceless. And thank you, Dr. Brown, for joining us again.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Most stories about Alzheimer's focus on loss. This one is different. Within the shadows of receding memories, Robert Loyst was blessed to share time, antics, and laughter with a woman of unbridled spirit. Read A Smile at Twilight by Robert Loyst, the story of an unlikely friendship. Order your copy from Amazon, indigo.ca, or at asmileattwilight.com.
FemRenew by Dr. Faye Weisberg is one of the first clinics in Canada to offer a new non-hormonal vaginal laser treatment for vaginal atrophy due to aging. Learn about the safe, life-changing approach to renewing vaginal health. Visit femrenew.ca. Let's talk vagina.
As we age, our everyday needs change. Discerning Seniors is ready to help with coordinated services for daily chores or full-time personal care. They're your rent-a-daughter. They know where to start and what to do. Visit discerningseniorsinc.com.
Here's the naked truth about your sagging skin. If you want something that improves elasticity and collagen production, smooths wrinkles, and helps skin look revitalized, then go Naturelle. Naturelle Collagen with an E. Your skin will love you for it. Available exclusively at NaturelleCollagen.com.
Moving Seniors with a Smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
As if having a disability could ever stop you from seeing the world. Impact Vacations, the travel agency for the disabled. We work with the airlines, hotels, destinations, equipment providers, and support workers to unlock the world for you. Visit impactvacations.com. Accessible experiences, fantastic memories.
Today's guest in conversation is a proud sponsor of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. To reach Marilyn or her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
And week to week, we have someone who makes one of the life's most difficult times easy, easier, I'll say. Lori Bell, she's a senior move manager, her company, Moving Seniors with a Smile. And so far, I haven't met anyone who knows Lori, who's dealt with Lori, who isn't smiling. So kudos to you, Lori.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Now, you promised today to talk about how our strengths can make moving in life in general easier. So I'll just let you go to it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, knowing your strengths, because every person and situation is different. But many of my clients fall into one of two general categories. They either want us to take care of everything once they've made their decisions, or they're so used to doing things themselves that they prefer that we just take care of what they see as the most daunting aspects of the move. The packing, the move itself, and the unpacking. So this second category of client believes that taking care of their own space planning and downsizing simply goes with the territory when they move, and they can save a few dollars if they do these things themselves. I'm thinking of a couple of clients who I'm currently working with. One was on a waiting list for an apartment in a retirement complex for almost a year, and she's been steadfastly editing and making almost weekly trips to donation depots to get rid of stuff from her townhouse. We'll call her Emily. The second client, and let's call her Ruth, has been considering a move from her own townhouse to a condo, and one came up recently that she loves, so she bought it. So they didn't have the same lead time, but these two women also differ in personality and in preferences. Everyone has different strengths, but these two women know their strengths, and they each recognize where they need some assistance. If your strength's always been organization and details, space planning and organizing your belongings may seem easy peasy to you. Questions like what to take, what to sell, what to give away, what to do with what's left over won't slow you down, and you can confidently and accurately answer these questions and implement them on your own. If you still drive and you enjoy making regular trips to donation centers, then by all means go for it, as Emily's been doing. But if you can't confidently answer these kinds of questions today and it's changed, then Ruth's approach may be the best one for you. The surprising aspect for many is that the costs aren't that much different at the end of the day. What the well-meaning savers don't always take into consideration is the strategy. If I bring in a team to pack in a day, they also can take many of the small donations out of the house or condo the same day. There's not much additional expense, and there's a lot less work and aggravation for the client. There's also an awareness that we bring to the current donation landscape. If our clients tell us they don't want to keep the item, we know whether it can be donated, for example, to Furniture Bank with other furniture, or whether it'll be accepted by another charity. There's also an environmental aspect as well. Many of our clients would opt to junk some of the items that I'd allocate to charity. Clothing, if it's not in great condition and deemed saleable by the charity, can be sold by the pound. And while that too may change in the not too distant future, right now it's keeping as much as possible out of landfill. Win-win. So knowing good, reliable, cost-effective service providers is absolutely the key to our clients' successful transitions. I work with others who are also very good at what they do. They take pride in their customer service, and they go the extra mile. If something goes awry, they'll stand behind their service. We all want to make each and every client happy. But the reality is, you may choose to use their services once every 20 years or so. I use them every month, so they really go the extra mile for my clients. I worked with another client a few years ago, or actually it was a few months ago, and she wanted to save every dollar she could. She opted to not have me visit her new rental apartment that was a second floor flat, and she assured me she had measured everything and all the furniture she wanted to take would fit. Well, unfortunately, two pieces didn't fit, and one of them couldn't even make it up the narrow stairway. Sure, we have access to cranes, but the client and I both agreed the piece did not warrant her making that additional expense. While it's nice to save a buck while you can, there's a very real danger of being penny wise and pound foolish. This woman could have saved herself additional time, additional stress, additional labor costs, had she not wanted to do as much as possible on her own. When you hear horror stories about someone's move that went sideways, you can ask yourself if engaging the services of a reputable senior move manager would allow you to focus your energies on what you're good at, knowing that what you're doing will bring calmness to your life. Knowing your strengths and conversely the areas where you could benefit from another's expertise can save you in the long run. Family and friends are busy, and for my clients, very often getting up there themselves in age. The world of sales, donations, moving companies, and junk removal have changed since the last time you moved. Peace of mind, priceless.
Wow. Well, it is important to know your strengths. I have never been a book person. So for my business, I've always had this lovely lady, Audrey. Audrey, if you're listening, hello, and thank you for doing my books for so many years. It is not my strength nor my desire to spend time doing that. It would have given me more gray hair than I've got already. And for you, Lori, you do this every day. And I was explaining to someone that if something has value and it needs to be auctioned and get dollars out of it, you know. And if it is junk, you aren't going to have someone wear pink colored glasses and look at everything and say it's wonderful. You're going to actually give them the scoop on what has to happen. So if you don't know your strengths, maybe you should have a consultation with Lori Bell and hear what she has to say. And it'll either light that light up and say, oh yeah, I didn't know that. And you'll be able to have confidence in the person you're dealing with. And if you do know that, then Lori will take over the part that you aren't comfortable with. It is complicated to move, and I think more complicated now than ever. Mm-hmm. I remember a couple of years ago, you told me that it costs money to take garbage away. And I thought, my God, why would they do that? But I understand now that it is, and it, knowing who to call and exactly what it's the most efficient time to do all this mm-hmm. is part of what you do. So if someone wants to talk to you just about learning what their strengths are and what they can do and what you can do for them, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell. It's a matter of asking your questions, having someone look at what you're doing and where you're going and where you are, and give you some ideas and thoughts of how that downsizing moving process can go smoothly. And then if you like what you hear, you've got a helping hand, and not just Lori's two hands, but a whole team of people who do all aspects of it. And packing in one day, that's very efficient too, Lori.
Oh, it is. And again, getting rid of, you know, some of the donations that day, it just makes it easier, makes it more streamlined.
So streamline your life and take the complications out of a move with a member of my team here at From a Woman's Perspective, Lori Bell, 416-697-8106. Thank you, Lori.
Thanks, Marilyn.
And someone who really takes the stress out of, I guess, making a home safe and beautiful is Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. And I have him on the line. As usual, he's finishing a job. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, we are deep into a job here that we started a few weeks back. It's actually a funded project by Ontario March of Dimes. So this program offers $15,000 towards people that are lower income, that earn less than $35,000, but also have a disability, and they really need access to their home. So this family is living in a condo right now, and they had a tricky situation. They have a bathroom that has a very narrow door, but there was really no way to increase the size of the door because to the right of it, you have the washer and dryer, so there was no room to expand. And to the left of it, you have this storage room. And, you know, it was very inaccessible. The husband's in a wheelchair and needs this renovation done so he can, one, get inside the bathroom and fit through that narrow door, and two, remove the bathtub so he can actually get wheeled into a walk-in shower. So what we had to do, Marilyn, is we had to actually go into that storage room and break down that wall to increase the size of the door. Actually, on the other side of that hallway is the master bedroom, and it's also a narrow door. So there was a closet there as well that we had to remove So on both sides, there are going to be increased doorways. So A, he can get into the bedroom without smashing into the sides of the doors, and also get into the bathroom without, actually, he can actually get into the bathroom because he couldn't get into it before. It was too narrow. And then once we remove that bathtub, we're putting in this beautiful barrier-free shower, which means there's no lip to get inside of the shower. You can actually wheel a chair right inside, or you can walk in without taking a step. And what we do is we use the best of the best. We use great tile. It's actually what's behind the tile that actually is most important, because we use a great waterproofing membrane to ensure that our showers are going to last a lifetime. And, you know, that's the most important thing. So we're 2 weeks deep into this project. It's turning out to look really great. We're putting in an accessible vanity so you can actually wheel a wheelchair right underneath and you can use it for functionality. And we're putting in a higher toilet, so it makes it easier to get on and off the toilet, and it's really shaping up to be something special.
So you're going to put pictures of this up on your website, I guess.
Absolutely. So it'll be on the website. It'll be on the Facebook page. And also, if you want to call me directly, I'm happy to share this, the emails with you, and send pictures and kind of give you ideas of what other people have done in same situations. So if you're someone that's looking into this, or you're in a condo and you have a similar situation, I'm really happy to help and give you some ideas to make it better for you.
So to make your space accessible, all you have to do is call Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. How do we reach you?
You call me directly at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Just as you were talking about the lip on the bathtub, I remember on the shower, I remember a lady who wanted to renovate her mom's bathroom because they had done a major renovation on the condo, and it was marble and it was thousands of dollars, and now her mom couldn't get into the shower because of that lip. She says, so Daniel, I was standing there, I was the fly on the wall, and she said, can't you just knock that little lip off and I'll pay you a few hundred dollars and the shower will be fine. And then you gave her the education. Maybe you could educate us for the people who think that that little lip can just be knocked out.
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people do think that that's possible, that you can just kind of cut the lip out with the tile and then just tile right over it so there's no lip anymore. But that can't happen. The reason why is because once you cut into that tile, you're ruining the waterproofing membrane. There's this thin little piece of either, it's like kind of like a small little sheet. And if you break that sheet, the water can get underneath the tile and start cracking. So that has to be a continuous sheet that doesn't get broken all the way up the walls onto the floor. So as soon as you crack that little piece, forget about it. That's going to ruin your shower. So you actually have to take out that whole shower and redo it. You cannot just remove the lip.
And I remember you telling her it's too bad you didn't do this and do it accessible so that you wouldn't have had to do this major renovation all over again and do the shower over again. So if you don't want to do a do-over and you want to do it once and do it right, I think the key is to ask your questions in advance and have Daniel Wiskin come out and take a look and then tell you what you can do so that you can make this a forever bathroom or a forever home. Daniel, quickly, a show special?
Yeah, for sure. So if you're interested in doing a renovation in your home, we offer something called the Total Home Safety Check that's usually $89.95. I'll be giving that away to the first two callers for free. And what that is, it's an assessment of your home pretty much from top to bottom. We can look at the bathroom, we can look at the kitchen, and I'll give you a game plan on a piece of paper. It's a written report with pictures. It gives you a price of what it's going to cost to actually do these things in your home. And it's a great little package for anybody that's interested in making some changes to the house.
So a total home safety check, usual cost $89.95, written report included, and a visit from Daniel Wiskin. Phone number two, first two callers will have that for free. And the phone number again, Daniel?
It's 647-206-6409. And I can also bring out the Ontario Merch of Dimes package. So maybe if you can, or if you're eligible, we can make sure that you get some funding as well.
So in order to explore the funding, to get your ideas, 647-206-6409, a total home safety check for first two callers free. But even at $89.95, the information you get is priceless because you can do something, do it once, and do it right with the Total Access Center and Daniel Wiskin. Thanks, Daniel. Look forward to perhaps having you here next week.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So thank thank you, Duncan, for production. And I just want to remind everyone that today is my Women's Happy Day from 1 to 3. So if you are coming downtown and you wish to join us, please call 416-504-6777. If not, August the 17th is the day. We'll have the Home Sharing Workshop with Dorothy Mizzou from 10 to 12, and we'll have the Women's Happy Day from 1 to 3 with a Healthy Bra Clinic. And I want to thank my team for coming in on a Saturday and calling from the job. They are interested in sharing their information and their passions so that you're empowered to make informed decisions. I thank you for listening, and a special thank you to those of you who've come to visit me and say hello and look around and become clients of my store. I will be there from 10 to 3 today. From 1 to 3 is that happy day, but my umbrella gallery's there, the library's there, and lots of good information and lovely clothes from size 2 to 20. As I said, I will be doing a workshop on how to pack a suitcase. So if you're planning a trip or you want to condense your wardrobe, 8 pieces of clothing will give you 24 changes, and I'll be glad to show you how to do that. Next Saturday, Darren Farwell is going to be back with us, giving us investment advice for retirement. Dorothy Mizzou of Golden Girls and Guys Canada is explaining more about home sharing. Mr. T-Zone's coming back, but he's got something new to share, amazing electric bicycles. So if you're interested, it'd be a good time to learn about them. And we're going to get health tips and all the regular happy stories. So lots of reasons to join me next Saturday morning. In the meantime, have a great day, enjoy your weekend, and have a fabulous week, and stay safe until we speak again from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.